Hello, everyone. Today, the church celebrates the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our scripture readings for today's Mass may be found at usccb.org. Click on the Daily Readings tab at the top of the page, and then click on the readings for the day. Once again this week, we're out of our recording studio, so the sound quality will not be quite what it normally is. I'm a huge fan of the late comedian Jack Benny. I really enjoy listening to recordings of his radio show from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, and his television program, which ran for a number of years after that. One of Mr. Benny's running jokes depicted him as an extreme tightwad, always looking for ways to make money, and even more ways to avoid spending it. Mr. Benny and his writers use this gag in pretty much every skit. One classic scene has Jack walking down a dark alley on a rainy night. Suddenly, a figure comes out of the shadows, approaches Jack, and demands, "Your money or your life?" This is followed by a long, unexpected, and awkward silence. Finally, the robber yells even louder, "Hey, bud, I said, your money or your life?" Jack, clearly annoyed, says, "I'm thinking it over." Of course, the idea is that everyone hearing this encounter is incredulous that the answer isn't so obvious to Jack Benny. Jesus, too, must have been incredulous that some of the people he encountered in his ministry couldn't recognize and appreciate the offer he was giving them. He wanted them to choose between life and death, and they really didn't know which one to choose. In the end, many refused and turned and walked away from him, returning to their former way of life. They preferred not to know the truth rather than to live up to the challenges, and thus the rewards, of the truth. It simply was easier. Others, though, didn't want to turn away. Recognizing that Jesus had the words of everlasting life, that he was the Holy One of God, they knew that they had nowhere else to turn. So often, people look on the ways of faith as a burden, and in some ways, faith can seem to be burdensome. Jesus even acknowledges this fact. However, the truth and what it leads to for eternity immeasurably outweigh even our greatest sacrifices. A few years ago, Christmas fell on a Saturday. In the previous weekend, I was talking with a parishioner after Mass, and another parishioner approached me and asked, "Do we have to go to Mass twice next weekend?" Before I could even answer, the other parishioner jumped in and said, "No, you get to go to Mass twice next weekend." Clearly, one saw celebrating Mass twice as a burden, while the other saw it as a gift. Indeed, some people look on religion as a burden, as something that ties us down, has a list of rules and checks and balances, and to be honest, some people, even religious leaders, make it just that. You know, Jesus always followed the laws of his faith, but not the laws that others made up for the people to follow. It was the breaking of these human-made laws that found him in conflict so often with the scribes and Pharisees who simply couldn't accept the offer of life that he came to bring us. Let us recognize in the scriptures, in our celebration of Mass, in our practices of faith, the incredible offer Jesus gives us in his invitation to his Father's kingdom. May we recognize the great sacrifice he made on our behalf, and may we be willing to make sacrifices that lead us to an acceptance of that offer, all while inviting others to do the same.